It seems like almost yesterday that Elam Van Gilder was playing baseball in the major leagues. Big Elam was born in Cape Girardeau on April 23, 1896, and began playing baseball at an early age. Following service in World War I, Van Gilder returned home, picked up his bat and glove, and tried out with the St. Louis Browns. He was assigned to Tulsa, the Class A Western League, and there on August 20, 1919, the 23-year-old pitcher earned recognition by stopping the 69-game hitting streak of Joe Wilhoit of the Wichita Witches, who had the longest hitting streak in the history of professional baseball. 1 month later, Van Gilder was wearing the uniform of the St. Louis Browns, and there in Sportsman's Park, he became one of the dominant major league pitchers of the 1920s. His greatest year was 1922, when the Browns battled the Yankees for the American League pennant, losing out on the very last day of the season. It was Van Gilder who kept the Browns in the race as he won 19 games, maintained a 3.42 earned run average, and for a pitcher, established an enviable batting average of .344, including 11 home runs. Van Gilder was in the major leagues 11 years, and although he never played in a World Series or an All-Star game, he compiled an excellent statistical profile. Upon retirement, Big Elam returned home to Cape Girardeau, and when he died in 1977 at age 81, he was buried in Fairmount Cemetery, just above home plate at the Notre Dame High School baseball diamond. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.